Chapter 1. The God Who Creates. The void was endless, white and formless, yet somehow heavier than any darkness Kota had ever known. No floor, no sky, just the steady rhythm of a heartbeat echoing through eternity. And then, light. It gathered slowly, folding into shape until it became a figure. Tall, radiant, neither man nor woman. Its presence wasn't blinding, but complete, as if the air itself bent to acknowledge it. Kota's throat tightened, his words caught before they left him.
What is this place?
The figure smiled, though the expression seemed far older than the face that carried it. The voice carried no weight of sound, only truth that resonated directly in his chest.
I am Namu, the god of creation. I oversee all realms, and you, Kota Mitomi, were taken before your time.
Kota blinked, the words splintering through his panic.
God! Creation! No, wait! I'm dead, aren't I? That thing grabbed me. I saw
his own face. Empty eyes. Cold hands. He shivered. Namu's expression softened.
Yes, you died, but not as you should have. Something unnatural is interfering with the cycle of life. That phenomenon, the copies you saw, isn't of your world alone. It gnaws across the threads of many realms, spreading like rot.
Kota's fists clenched.
So it's true. Haruto wasn't... he wasn't him anymore.
No, he was stolen. Hollowed out and replaced. You saw only a fragment of what hunts souls.
Kota swallowed, his voice dropping to a whisper.
Then why me? Why bring me here?
The god raised a hand. At once, the void shimmered and images appeared, worlds upon worlds layered like glass panes. Forests of emerald, cities of white stone, skies torn by fire.
Because I cannot enter the mortal realms. I can only create, not interfere. I require a vessel, someone unbound by the laws of this world, someone whose soul carries a spark of defiance.
The god's gaze fixed on him, heavy and unyielding.
I chose you.
Kota's breath hitched.
Me? I'm nobody. I couldn't even pass my exams. I can't fight.
You can, and you will. My blessing will give you the freedom to shape your own path.
I gift you creation magic, a power without limit but not without cost. You may weave spells, tools, even laws of nature, if your imagination is strong enough.
Kota staggered.
Creation magic?
And more. To prepare you for the battle ahead, I will awaken the potential buried in your soul.
A golden sigil appeared before him, lines and symbols cascading like a status screen, but alive, breathing.
Soul awakening complete. Rank assessment. All attributes, S rank.
The words blazed across his mind. Kota blinked.
Wait! S rank? What does that mean?
Namu's voice carried a note of quiet amusement.
You will understand in time, but do not mistake power for purpose. Strength without will is nothing.
Kota's pulse hammered in his ears. This was insane. A god, magic, ranks, and him, a kid who barely scraped through classes, now being told he was chosen to fight. What, soul-stealing monsters across dimensions? He wanted to laugh. He wanted to scream. Instead, he just asked the only question that mattered.
And if I refuse?
Namu's smile faded.
Then your soul is dissolved. Return to the flow, nameless and forgotten. That is the end that awaits all who deny destiny.
The void pressed in colder now, silence threatening to swallow him whole. Kota grit his teeth. He thought of Haruto's empty eyes, that wrong smile. He thought of his own clone reaching for him, and he remembered the helplessness in that moment.
No, not again.
The god inclined their head.
Then rise, chosen soul. Carry my blessing. Walk the world of Arendelle and let creation answer your call.
The light surged. The void cracked like glass. The light surrounded Kota, dissolving the void like water spilling from a broken vessel. Every fiber of his being tingled as the power Namu had given him settled deep into his soul. And then, a voice, calm and clear, like metal striking glass.
System activated. Creation interface online.
A shimmering screen appeared before him, hovering in midair. Symbols rotated slowly, glowing with a pale golden light. Kota reached out instinctively, and the symbols shifted, responding to his thoughts.
Welcome, Chosen One. You may now create spells, items, and magical effects. Type your will, shape your power, learn your limits.
Kota blinked, heart racing. A thousand questions pressed at the edges of his mind. Could he really do this? Could he create magic from nothing? But before he could explore further, the images of Arendelle filled the void. Forests stretching endlessly, mountains crowned with snow, kingdoms glittering under distant suns. And somewhere, deep within the shadows, a presence stirred.
Danger. Strong presence detected.
A chill ran down Kota's spine. He remembered Namu's words that the world he would enter was full of monsters, kingdoms, and a darkness that threatened all life. Kota clenched his fists, the golden sigil in his chest pulsing in rhythm with his heartbeat.
I don't know what's waiting for me, but I'm ready.
The system hummed softly, almost like it understood.
First objective, arrive in Arendelle. Learn your body, your magic, and your limits. Survive the first night.
The void cracked fully into light, and Kota felt his body pulled forward, downward, outward, into a world that smelled of earth and rain, a world that would test him in ways he could not yet imagine. This was no longer a place of safety, no longer a place of waiting. This was Arendelle, and his true journey had begun.